It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Alongside former Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson, here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. Whenever the Bears and the Packers play, arguably with the best story ever, and it's not made up, the belief that the two head coaches, then Forrest Gregg and Mike Ditka, would have been willing to not play the game if it would have been decided by the two of them in a fight on the 50-yard line. Joining us now is Gary Ellerson. Is that accurate or an exaggeration, sir? I think we have Gary, don't we? Hold on. We could have. He could be on assignment. We thought we had him. But now we don't have him. Oh, this isn't good for me because I'm kind of the engineer of everything. But I can do that intro a number of times. You don't often get to say, when the two coaches, head coaches, wanted to fight each other, or they at least said that to their players. Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, beautiful setting along the Bark River in Dousman, 300 acres. I tell you about it all the time because that's how you can be as great as it is. It's that big. It's a city. So you can have a top-ranked full continuum community offering active adult and independent living and assisted living and memory care and skilled nursing and rehab and incredible wellness programs and a long list of activities. Why? You got 300 acres, 10 miles of walking. Just remember, 300 acres. And most importantly, a fantastic staff. Something like this, Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, the staff is the most important thing. But sure helps to have 300 acres. Get all the info at 3pillars.org. We're still working on Gary Ellerson. Is that right? We are. We don't know what happened, but it did.
So yeah, I was talking to him right over there, and was good. He said, you can hear me? I said, yep, I can hear you. All of a sudden, he's not there.
Yeah. We have a very, very not complicated system, which means if necessary, then he would have to just call on the phone for maybe a segment, and then take it from there. At the end of the show, we'll be talking with Fat Jack and his thoughts on the Packers and the Bears. Running a business means taking care of your team and your bottom line. For over 50 years, Saganiac Planning has helped small businesses build smarter, more affordable medical and employee benefit plans. How can they do it so well? Over 50 years. From health insurance to customized coverage options, Saganiac Planning's experts make it simple to protect your people and your future. Saganiac Planning, your partner in planning confidence. Visit SaganiacPlanning.com. Call John Saganiac Jr. today. Phone number to remember, all you got to remember is 783-262-783. Roger Maris, 6161. We're going to take a quick break because I don't want to fiddle and diddle. We'll use the time to make sure we get Gary set up. However, it's necessary to talk to him, and we must. Bears, Packers. Gary Ellerson, next.
This is the Homer Hour on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
On YouTube, they said they could hear Gary Ellerson. Why can't you? Well, I can hear him now. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening.
All right. Is it true, as I have stated, that Forrest Gregg and Mike Ditka wanted to fight instead of playing a game to determine who would be declared the winner, Packers versus Bears?
Well, I don't know if they wanted to fight, but they wanted to fight, okay? They despise one another, and I think for a long time afterwards they did. I saw something probably about 10 years ago that they actually made up, that Mike Ditka finally got over his bad feelings towards Forrest Gregg. It was It was real. It wasn't manufactured. It wasn't made up.
Now, that was when you were playing at County Stadium, am I right, where the teams were next to each other? Or am I making that?
No. Yeah, well, there, I think there was a couple occasions when that happened. One could have been at County Stadium. I had one when we were actually at Soldier Field.
Oh, okay.
And at Soldier Field, they were our locker rooms were right next to each other at Soldier Field.
It is impossible.
Well, they were in at that time. The locker rooms at Soldier Field were in the north end zone. So we came out on one side, which would be, I think, the east side. I think they came out on the west side, but they were they were side by side in the north end zone at Soldier Field. You know what a pretty unique thing about Soldier Field that I did not know?
It was huge.
Well, so when we drove into Soldier Field, we actually drove into the old part of Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove down in, it felt like it was a tunnel, and then onto a already football field that was there, and you could see all the torn down or rotted concrete that was kind of falling around us as we pulled down Wow. into this playing field, and we circled around to have the buses to come back up, so they were pointing out towards the street. So I did not realize Soldier Field was that big. What they, I think they must have, when they renovated at that particular time, or cut half of Soldier Field off, and they left half of it standing. Now, from what I understand, you may know more about this than I do. From what I understand, that field was an Olympic stadium at one point.
Yeah, I just know they had a huge area beyond the football stadium.
Yes.
I mean, the seats were the worst seats you could have. You were like in another county if you were in that end of the stadium. But All right, let's get to this game. Let's get to this game.
Sure. Everybody wants to know the history.
You just tell me to settle down. And I'm okay. I think the Packers are going to win, but if they lose, it's not that big a deal. All right? You want to join that club or what?
Yeah, because I think, Homer, a lot of people are making a big deal out of this game, and it is, because it's the next game on your schedule.
And it's division, all divisions.
It is the oldest rivalry in the NFL. I just talked to my good friend Kenny Stills, I don't know, about 2 hours ago.
And this was just moments after he hit the bear. Who did he hit 2 weeks late?
Well, that was Matsui.
Matsui, yes. The latest hit, hit in the history of the NFL. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I just got the phone to him about a couple hours ago because I need some new eyeglasses, and I'm trying to get the NFL to pay for my glasses so I can get them for free. And so he knows how to do it.
Oh.
So I asked him, give me the website so I can go on and do it. And I asked him, I said, dude, I never asked you the question, but this is 60 years later.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
Greatest line ever. Not why you did it. You saw what he did. This is the question that isn't asked often enough. Yes. What were you thinking? And I can't wait. What did he say?
I wasn't. I just wanted to hit somebody. Okay, there it is. That's him in a nutshell. There it is. I just wanted to hit somebody.
All right, but the play had ended a week ago.
I know, right?
Okay,
were getting up off the pile, Homer.
Yes.
And here this guy comes in. And you got to remember, I think maybe a week before, a couple weeks before, he was on the streets in San Diego. I mean, he had a job. Tom Flynn, who was the starting safety at the time, got hurt.
Yeah.
And they brought, Forrest came in and says, hey, are we trying to find Kenny Stills? You got a number? Can we call him? Can he come in? And then I called his sister, and then his sister gave his number. And then,
you're the reason that hit occurred. If you had not gotten a hold of Kenny Stills, he would have never been in the game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gave the number to Forrest, and then Forrest called him, and I think a week later he came in, he was starting.
Here we go. They're already on YouTube asking you, Gary, do you have any stay warm tricks on frigid game days?
Yeah, so I think that might have been the first game Well, there wasn't, but the Tampa Bay game was the first game that was a snow game that I came in and we had pantyhose in the locker.
Okay.
And so we wore
You had never experienced that at a Wisconsin game? No, they were never given to you.
Well, because we didn't play in December in Wisconsin.
Wasn't ever cold there?
Not that cold.
All right.
Not that cold. And so from then on, they would give us pantyhose to wear during the game. So
did they work?
Yeah, it was an extra layer. I mean, I think women have been wearing pantyhose for a long time. In wintertime, it's an extra. I don't think women wear pantyhose anymore, do they?
I don't know, but I mean, when you saw them, did you think, I don't know. When you saw him, did you think, what the heck is going on? Or did everybody...
When I saw him in my locker, I was like,
what... there been a history of that and other players
Yeah,
knew.
I was like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
And then I waited a little bit and waited until, like, a lot of veterans came in, like Lofton and Greg Cook and Ron Hallstrom. And
yeah.
I waited to see, you know...
What they
lay
did.
The land. Yeah.
And they're putting them on.
They're putting them on. Okay, I'm putting them on.
Didn't Namath start that with the Jets? I have no idea.
I don't know. I know he had the pantyhose commercial, right?
Right.
Joe Willie did.
That could be. I got another one here. The Bears are way better than the Packers. And my answer is, even if you think the Bears are going to win, which you can always think, and you can come up with a couple of possible reasons, you can't think they're way better. I mean, if you say the Bears are way better than the Packers, that's just... It's just an incredibly inaccurate statement, right? Regardless of who you're rooting for.
Yeah, I don't know if they're way better, but most certainly they're the number one team in the NFC.
Correct.
They won a lot of close games.
Correct.
You got to give them credit. A lot of teams can't win those games. They've been able to close the door. Normally takes you a couple years, but when you get a coach, you're trying to figure out how to win close games.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it right away. Right now, I would say the Bears are the better team because they have the better record.
See, and I would say I think the Packers are a better team, even though the Bears have a better record. Plus, they're playing at home.
What the Bears have been doing defensively, they give up a lot of points, but they get a lot of takeaways.
Yeah.
So that's the issue with that Bear defense is. They get a lot of takeaways. I think if you keys to the game for me, I know you didn't ask me, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Yeah, well, it's your
keys.
It's your soliloquy. For those that are not regular listeners, yeah. Gary does not have an opening statement. He has a soliloquy.
Yeah, and the soliloquy would be the keys to the game, Homer. They want to run the football. They're going to do a lot of on-balance. They got two great tight ends in that Cole Kmet.
Explain on balance for kid? The no. Lovelace.
They got that kid. He's really good.
Lovelace,
they do a lot of tight end sets.
Yeah.
They do a lot of on balance. Manangai, Swift. They're going to run it down your throat. The Packers have to be able to get the Bears in third and long. If they can't get them in third and long,
what is third
it's
and
be
long?
A long?
Third and
day.
Six.
I would say third and five.
All right.
Third and three, but the problem is
you know what I would say to that?
Now, the league now is a fourth down league.
Yeah.
So you actually have to play four downs because now if it's fourth and one, Ben Johnson is from the old school of Dan Campbell. He's probably going to go for it. So you got to play four downs. So it's got to be third and five, third and four. And if they get in fourth and one, then you got to figure out where you want to be from that standpoint. I think the Packers, they lost their best guy, Devontae Wyatt, up front. We'll see what Brinson and Stackhouse can bring to the table. Both of those guys are going to be able to play. What they can bring to the table up front. And because I think our best defense is our pass rush. So if they can nullify our pass rush by being in short yardage, that's not going to bode well for us.
And I was going to answer that. I would think, and I don't know what Ben Johnson will do, but I'm happy to shorten the game in Green Bay. And so if it's third and five, I still might run the ball.
Yeah, because they
and then
will.
I'll punt
you're
if
you're
I
talking
have
about
to.
The Bears?
Yeah, I'll punt
the Bears?
If I have to. And then
No, they won't. They'll go third and five and they'll run it. and they'll see how close they get on right. fourth down.
But even if I have to punt and I'm not close enough, fine. I thought to be behind, even if you're behind by more than a touchdown, if it's not in the fourth quarter, I'm going to still run the ball because I still have enough time, and then I'm shortening the game.
Well, in this game, Homer, I don't know if you're going to have enough time because okay. it's going to be about possessions. So you got to figure there's only going to be probably 8 possessions, I think, in this game wow. for the Packers. And count them out. As we
that's
go through
a great,
this game.
That's a great, I'm going to write that down. Possessions.
8 possessions, right. I think. It may be 9. I think I'm going to be close.
All right.
There's going to be 8 possessions. So it's going to be, for both teams, it's going to be paramount that you score on the possessions that you get because you're not going to get a lot of them. It should be a low-scoring game because they want to run the football. I think Caleb Williams is playing some of his best football, but they don't really trust him a whole heck of a lot. But he can make all the throws. And he can make all the dumb throws. He can make all the great throws. If he throws a football, once again, he's on my list, Homer. He's going to give you 3 shots. You got to get him. That's the difference between the Packers defense and the Bears defense. The Bears defense don't drop interceptions. They don't drop them.
Yeah, no,
they catch them all. That's the difference between their defense and our defense. They don't drop interceptions. We do. So that will be the big – we got to get the 3 picks that he's going to throw us. We got to get them because possessions are going to be at a premium in this game.
And you want him to be throwing when you know he's going to be throwing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because the Bears in points first, given up defensively are like 25th. And
yes.
the Packers are 6th.
Yes. So, if it's 2nd and 5, Homer, we're in trouble.
Okay.
If they're getting 5 yards on first down, we're in trouble.
I would also say the key will be field goals versus touchdowns, right?
Yes, that is also a key. But you got to take them as you get them in this game because possessions are not going to be plentiful.
Right, and if they move the ball and run the ball, for example, the Bears run the ball, and we hold them to a field goal, we're fine.
Right, fine. But you're not going to get many chances. That's
right.
why you have to take the points. Because so in this game, the touchdown to field goal ratio, I don't think will be that big of a deal because you need the points because you won't get many opportunities to score touchdowns. At least that's kind of the way I see it. I don't know. Maybe Pebble can look it up. What's the average possessions a team get for 4 quarters?
The over-under on the game is 44. I would think you believe it's going to be under that, more like.
Yeah, I feel like it. But then again,
that'd be 24,
I do
20.
Have the Packers winning 28-27.
Okay. Well, that's over the over-under.
That's
of 44.
Over. Yeah, but I will get down with the 44, but it may go a little bit over to that. I think 28-27, but it's going to be about possessions. You can't come away empty. So with the Matt LaFleur taking chances, it's paramount that they don't come away empty and
right.
not get it on fourth
and
down.
And I would say this, they mentioned
ball.
About Stenovich saying we should kick their butt. I would think if I was the Packer offense, I assume we're going to kick their butt. The Bears, even with all these turnovers, have still given up points that puts them like 27th worst
yes.
in the league. So
they
wait a minute,
up,
if
like
you're
like
creating
I say, they
all
give
these
up.
Turnovers,
yeah.
then you shouldn't be giving up that many points.
Yeah.
So when
no,
you're
they
not
give
turning
up
a, over, you're giving up points.
Correct. They give up a lot of points, but they get a lot of takeaways. A lot.
So even with those takeaways, they're still winning close. I mean, I'd have to check, and I'd love to check. Teams that are number one in takeaways, I'd be shocked that they're generally as bad as the Bears are defensively in terms of giving up points.
Right.
If we're forcing turnovers, you're not scoring. Well, apparently, Somebody can check it. Apparently, when the Bears don't create a turnover, you're scoring.
Yes.
You must be scoring touchdowns.
Yes.
Somebody
you're
can,
scoring.
Somebody should look that up.
Yeah. Well, maybe Pebble can. He's
but that's,
got a lot of work
you
to
would
do
agree. I mean, there you can't think of defenses. Generally, when the defense is good enough to create turnovers, they're not giving
right.
up that many points.
No, no.
So that's
no.
another a plus for the Packers.
Yes.
And the Packers are now a 7-point favorite. It's the where I
They're
looked
going
it
up to seven now.
Yes, it started about 5.5. Some other, and then so yes, from that time.
So what does that mean, Homer?
That means people are picking the Packers.
Hmm.
And yet, we'll have Fat Jack on, and I'll say we taped this because he said, since the Bears won, the greatest amount of money that's changed is Bears. Picking them to people picking the Bears to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well,
that's
I
been
mean,
the hottest pick. I said you
well,
can't be that stupid. There's
yeah,
nobody
because,
picking the Bears now.
Yeah, they are.
The point
I
is,
mean,
the odds are so good. You're getting such good money, but no, I said I got as good
though,
a chance
Homer.
To win the Super Bowl. Come on,
Bear fans right now have lost their natural mind.
Well, all right, but still,
it's been a while. You know what it's like being a Packer fan? Can I just tell you this? And I. And to be straight with you.
You always are straight. I don't know why you're saying I'm going to be straight with you. Like, you're always straight with
you. You know what it's like being a Packer fan?
What?
It's hard. And here's why it's hard. And we are spoiled. We are spoiled to the
That's
core.
A good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fans
Because there's no other franchise. And their biggest fear is that Jordan Love turns out to be like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
and that's going to drive them crazy. But it's taking on all these people, fan bases. I mean, it was the Minnesota Vikings, right? For a minute, you heard about the Vikings fans. They were losing their natural mind. I mean, listen, they came to Green Bay. They took over when they played, when they were winning. But then all of a sudden, the Detroit Lions fans, they were losing their mind, Lions fans. Now they're kind of falling back. And then now it's the Bear fans again. And the Bear fans are absolutely losing their mind. And so what you're able to do as a Packer fan, you're able to sit back and sit in your high chair and look down on other fan bases as they come at you. And you kind of just say, you know, we'll see. We'll
yeah.
see.
Right. Yeah.
We'll see.
Talk to us at the
but
end of the regular
but,
season.
But they're losing their natural mind because they want to be where we are. And we have to say, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Because the problem with Packer fans is we have lost big games to get us to the Super Bowl along the way, right?
Yep.
I.e. the Seattle game in Seattle. There's no way we should have lost that game, right, to get to the Super Bowl.
Correct. That was the
and that was with And that was with Aaron Rodgers. Then we – let's go back for that. The New York Giants game in Green Bay – with Brett Favre. There's
yes.
no way we should have lost that game, right?
Yep.
And then we lose the Seattle game with Aaron Rodgers. And then we lose the Tampa Bay game. You got three interceptions in that game, Homer. And you lose. So yep. the Packer fans, they're jaded because they're looking to get to the Super Bowl and they've never been able to make it. And then the Bears, Vikings, and the Lions fans are trying to get to where we are, and we're trying to get to a doggone another Super Bowl. It's kind of crazy to look at it from a Packers fan perspective.
Yes, I have a perspective on this game and how it will be remembered.
Go ahead.
Because Ben Johnson, as a coordinator, is 5-1 against the Packers. And when Ben Johnson isn't with the Lions, old crazy guy, Dan Campbell, he isn't so good against the Packers. So he's 5-1 with Ben Johnson, and he's 1-3 without Ben Johnson. Now, Ben Johnson is not the coordinator. He is the head coach now. If Ben Johnson wins again as a 7-point underdog in Green Bay against the Packers, it will be about Ben Johnson owning the Green Bay Packers because it's a different level when you're head coach versus coordinator, but it still exists. The numbers are there. And certainly, the change has occurred. Ben Johnson leaves. The Packers beat the Lions twice the year after he leaves. Accept that. Don't like it. What is your thought on my presentation of Ben Johnson versus the Packers?
I got two things here for you. I really don't care what you just said about Ben Johnson, whether they beat us twice or this, that, and the other. Because you know what, Homer?
Yeah.
We're always going to be there.
Right.
We're always going to be there. I don't care. Let the Bear fans, let them rejoice in that, and then they beat us, and then they end up being just like Detroit. Nothing.
Because
Detroit was once in that boat. Detroit was once saying, we're going to beat you twice, we're going to beat you, but here's what we're going to do. But what remained constant? The Green Bay Packers remain constant. We're still there. It goes through us. You got to beat us.
Right.
The Lions now are on the Lions reached the peak and now they're coming down.
Yeah, because they don't have Ben Johnson.
I don't care what they don't have.
Well, wouldn't that be a
factor? That ain't my problem.
I know.
That ain't my problem.
You factor about what's
causing it. They reached their peak. They're coming down. We're still there.
Correct.
Now we got to deal with the Bears fan. Right. Now we got to deal with when the Vikings thought it was Justin Jefferson and when they thought it was Sam Darnold and then we had to deal with them. I don't care what they think. We will be there. Our team is a younger team in the NFL. We will be there. We will accept all challenges. But like I said to you before, the real deal here is Packer fans thinking of getting to the Super Bowl and the games that we lost to get to the Super Bowl. The Lions fans are thinking beating us. The Bears fans are thinking beating us. The Viking fans are thinking beating us. We're thinking getting to the Super Bowl. It's different. Different. Go around the office and talk to the Bear fans and see where their mindset is. Their mindset is we need to beat the Packers. We need to get past the Packers. Go around the office and talk to Packer fans. Packer fans saying we need to get to the Super Bowl. It's just a different mindset.
That is Gary Ellison. Truth. Next, third quarter. Packers, Bears, our Discount Leaguer Twitter poll question. Who is going to win the game? Well, I'll give you the numbers. But first, Gary Ellison on one of the great partners. Four!
You liked it, Homer.
I did. I thought I did that pretty well. Golf is 12 months of the year now.
Hey, guys, if you're looking to escape the cold for a bit, head over to my good friends over at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. It's always golf season in there. You can play over 2,000 courses, including more than 50 right here in Wisconsin. And even that famous one where they hand out the green jackets. You know the one. The simulators are unreal. The food is great. And the Bloody Marys, hands down, some of the best you'll ever find. Bays start at just $35 an hour. Monday through Friday. So grab your buddies today. Get that swing back and book your bay today at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center.
The Discount Leaguer Twitter poll question, who wins Sunday showdown? 84% say the Packers. 16% say the Bears. The Packers are now a 7-point favorite. Pebble, maybe you can look up. I don't know what is the winning probability when a team is a 7-point home favorite. And again, on YouTube, all these questions for Gary, and I may have asked it before, but I want to ask it again. How bad is the cold? How much does it affect various abilities because of, I don't know, let's say as a running back, is it hard? Do you fumble more easily or what? And how cold does it have to be? And I think of you because you grew up in that warm climate of Georgia. Yeah.
But I went to school at Wisconsin, so it didn't bother me when I got to Green Bay. I mean, I suppose for some of those guys who are coming straight from Florida State, Miami, California,
in Madison.
No, I mean it was about the same. Nothing was about. I played in about the same weather. I played in about the same snow. I mean, it was wet. It was cold. It was rainy. It was windy. About the same weather, so it was never really different. And I think mentally you get to a point where you don't feel it. You just you just kind of phase it out. But if you're coming from Florida and you, when the Buccaneers were in our division and they came up here, it shocked them right away. Just like when we went to Florida in December and it was 80 degrees, it shocked us right away. So I think it could be twofold if you're not in it, if you're not playing in it.
Do you remember, maybe it was at Wisconsin, the first cold game you played in and how different it felt? Or did you say, why would anybody live here? I don't know. You get used to it, but well, the first time, well, it's got to be different.
The very, 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 very first time on my recruiting trip was in December, December 18th.
Oh, yeah.
It was around Christmas. It was around Christmas time. I had never seen snow before. I flew into Chicago. I saw some white stuff on the ground on a tarmac, then get off the plane. I flew into Madison, got off the plane, walked out the door, and I swear when I came outside of those doors, I couldn't breathe.
It was that bad.
I was 18 years old. That's what it did to me, because I had never in my life felt anything like that before. So like I say, if you're just that guy that never seen it, never been in it, never done it, and if you're from Florida or Georgia and you coming up here and it's 20 below, you have no idea what that feels like. I swear to God, Homer.
I believe you. I want to know. I want to know.
It took my breath away.
I want you to talk about your jewelry place, but after that, I want to know, when was the first game where you thought, you know, this sucks, but I can handle it. I can do this. Not as bad as I thought.
It sucks.
All right.
It sucks. You want to talk about a jewelry center?
Yes.
Guys, you know what I say. Happy wife, happy life. And usually that means a visit to my guy, Dean, the Dancing Machine, and the Jewelry Center. Earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when the day comes for my two boys to take that next step in their lives, you can bet they'll be heading to the Jewelry Center for the engagement ring. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and great selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds for rings. Plus, you always hear about how my good friends over there had great, great times when they go over and buy their gifts from the Jewelry Center. And right now, if you're looking for watches, necklace, rings, anything of that nature, my good friends over at the Jewelry Center can help you out with all your jewelry needs. Greenfield, right? You can go check them out there. Burlington, check them out there. The new location in Mequon, absolutely, they are the best. Go check my good friends out today at the Jewelry Center or at shoptjc.com.
7-point favorite is expected to win about 76% of the time. So Packers are expected to win this game, given the numbers they put out, 76% of the time. All right, first time after that story you said where you thought, I can handle this. Clearly you had to come to that conclusion because you came and continued to play at Wisconsin.
Right. I had to come to that conclusion. You're right, Homer. I had to come to that conclusion.
So it wasn't as bad as you thought, or you just lived with it?
I think after a period of time, you do. Your body get used to it, and you kind of just learn how to play in it. And, you know, listen, Dave McClain takes me to the top of Camp Randall in the press box, and he looks down at the field and says, hey, can you picture yourself running touchdowns right here in Camp Randall? And I said, and I, honestly, as an 18-year-old would say, I remember as clear as day, I said, well, Coach, I don't know if I can run through all that snow down there. What's that going to be? And he looks at me deadpan. He says, don't worry about it. That won't be there when you play. Well, I had never seen snow plows before. I had never seen anything of that nature of how the snow gets cleaned off anywhere. And when he said to me, well, they'll get cleaned off, I had no idea what that would look like until I saw it.
Were there players on the Packers, you don't have to mention names, who never adjusted, or players that you could just tell hated it?
when you get paid that kind of money, you adjust.
Yes, all right. I think we'll go with that. And now, before we get to Fat Jack, I did want to mention on YouTube, yes, we got this. I live 2 miles away from Wisconsin Indoor Golf, and a great place, great people. I would add, you could throw in another final word before we go to Fat Jack, that the place is huge. People need to know it's great, yeah, if you play golf, but if you don't play golf and you just want to sit down, have some food, have some drink, the biggest, best part to me of how much space there is for everybody, whoever comes, how many people come, they to me, figured that out way more than maybe some other indoor golf places.
Not only that, Homer, you feel like family when you go. Everybody kind of knows each other. Everybody's kind of working together. It's a family feel. It's got a bar, obviously. It's got food. The food is the best food that you get there. So if you need something to eat, you can get that there as well. You talk about all the bays. The bays are magnificent. But I think more importantly, what I like about it is family. Everybody there is family. So we got a bunch of grown folks that are there. And to me, that's what turns me on a lot of places. When I go to places, I want to feel like I'm around family. And I think that's what you get at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. Yes, the bays are great. Golf is great. You play all the great courses. But the service that you get, when I talk about family, the service that you get at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center, you're not going to beat it anywhere else.
And before we get to Fat Jack, the final 15 seconds from Gary Ellison, because I know you believe the Packers are going to win.
Well, here's my big overlook, Homer, and I hate to bring you down on this because I know you'd be looking for these nice, spicy, big things.
No, I want you to be you.
You're going to play the Bears again. I think the biggest game could be at Soldier Field when the Packers play the Bears.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a big game. Don't get me wrong.
Later in the season.
In 3 weeks, you're going to be back in Soldier Field. It's not over. It's not over. So don't get ahead of yourselves, Packer fans. If you win it or if you lose it, I don't think it's much going to matter because you got to beat them again or whatever that turns out to be in Soldier Field. And that game, Homer, has already been flexed out or not flexed
the
out,
evening.
But to be determined. It's now a 7:30 game.
Huge. All right.
So they know.
Just as he says to me, keep everything in proper perspective. Fat Jack is next. It's Friday. That means talking with Fat Jack. You go to fatjacksports.com, and you are so nice. I'm watching Texas, and they're behind, and I'm thinking, I'm not the slightest bit worried. Fat Jack told me they will come back and win the game. A&M's not that good, and it played out exactly as you predicted. Thank you.
Yeah, that's one of the 10-4 weekend of football we had. We won with 3-0 on Friday, 3-3 on Saturday, 3-1 on Sunday, and 1 Monday night. So 10-4 over the weekend in football. All those plays are posted. They're documented, Homer. And so anybody that didn't win last week and listens to this segment, I don't know what else we can say to help them. Everybody gets exactly the same plays. They're posted. They're documented. And as you said, Texas was one of them. We knew Texas A&M was overrated, and now we've got a big mess in the playoff system to figure out who's going to get in and who's not. But my clients don't care about that because they're winning money betting on sports. We were 4-2 in the players' props last night again. So excited about this weekend. I'm actually sending out right now a $49 special that we're doing this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday only. You get four college games on Saturday, four NFL plays on Sunday, and 9 player props on Sunday as well for $49. So that's not all the plays you're going to get, but all the plays that our clients will get, but it's the top plays. So if you've been sitting on the fence, want to try it out, go to fatjacksports.com, click on that $49 special. You won't get anything for Friday. You won't get Monday night's winner. We've hit over 80% on Monday this year, but you will get kind of a try it before you buy it sampler platter. Pretend you're at Costco, and you'll get kind of a sampler platter going over the weekend, football in college, the NFL, and then some players props.
I may be the only one thinking this, but I think in college you have all these games to do your research on. That means there are more games that you know are for sure, are close to for sure. Now there are fewer games. Does it make it harder, or is my theory wrong?
No, it makes it actually a little bit easier because there's no sure things. We've talked about that before. I mean, there's no 100% lock of the centuries, no matter what people will tell you. But what you do get is you get the with all the money flowing in on sports gambling this time of year, after the holidays are over, you're going to get lines that are moved away from where they should be based on the amount of volume that's coming in on these teams. And so it creates some value just based on the average guy not knowing what he's doing. And so there will actually, we will make money this week for sure. I mean, this is one of those weeks that we almost all, I can't remember the last championship weekend we did not make money. And it's because there's fewer games. So you're not going to get just a little bit of money on each game. We get a lot of money on each game, and some of those you're going to have people betting the wrong side, which creates value on the right side.
Now, I wonder also, Ohio State, Indiana, the game doesn't really matter, does it? Both are going to be in the playoff system, or maybe it matters in terms of seeding. How does that factor in your research and belief?
The simple question answer is they just because they're going to be in, they still are playing for something. The truth is, though, it does create some value on a team that I think is better than the public believes versus a team that has less to play for. Ohio State has been the number one team all year long. They obviously both these teams are going to be in. But if you go to Indiana, you're walking around with a chip on your shoulder, and you have been literally since you started college football, because you probably weren't offered by Ohio State. Indiana has the sixth-ranked defense in yards allowed. They do not give up a bunch of yards. They also score a bunch of points. They've been more battle-tested than it has Ohio State. They put two Oregon in one. They played Illinois. It's not a bad team. They're 16-8 against the spread their last 24. And Ohio State, it sounds odd to say with a conference championship game, but they have a kind of a letdown spot here after kind of taking care of business against Michigan. And as you said, I mean, they're in the playoff either way. This is that one spot that I think one of these major teams are on upset alert. Actually, Alabama, Georgia, kind of a toss-up as well. But this is certainly upset alert for Ohio State. Indiana's the real deal, and they match up well stylistically with Ohio State. Is they're going to score points against just about anybody. And when they do, the question is, can Ohio State keep up? I think there's some value there with Indiana.
Great deal, as you talked about. You go to FatJackSports.com. I'm probably in trouble because I did not lead with Bears-Packers. And so I just say Bears, Packers. Seems to me the dogs have been great. You're getting a lot of points with the Bears. On the other hand, they're statistically not anywhere near as good as their record says. So it's time for me to go to you, Fat Jack.
Yeah, there's easier games, Homer, the truth. This time of year, you're looking for a low variance. You're looking for teams that don't have a real high high versus a real low low. And both of these teams have that. Packers fans know that better than anybody. I mean, they have games that they've won that people thought, wow, that team is really, really good. And then they turn around and lose to teams, and you're like, why? How are they losing that game? The Bears, their variance is high also based on the fact that they have taken advantage of so many turnovers. They're plus 16 or 17 in the turnover margin. That is inflated their record. And frankly, their last or low performance last year's schedule has helped as well. Since Friday when the Bears beat Philadelphia, this is when people like to go back and just look at what just happened. The Bears are the most bet team to win the Super Bowl of all teams in the entire league across all sports.
No way. Games. There aren't that many stupid people. Come on.
They had a $50,000. They had one guy who's apparently really rich.
But I got a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than the Bears do. Come on. Help them out, Fat Jack.
They are the biggest liability of any team as far as the sports book go. And that's basically, they went from 66-1 down to 30-1. Based on beating Philadelphia, who we've seen lose to other teams too. So I'm with you. I don't think there's any chance they win the Super Bowl, but there are a lot of people that do. That's created some value betting against them. But with the variance of Green Bay, I've said this before. Their coach neuters their quarterback. He throws it when he should run it. He runs it when he should throw it. I've never seen a coach get them in third and long more consistently deeper in the game than he should. If you can't run it for the 2.5 quarters on first and second down, how about a little imagination? How about a little play action? Help your quarterback out. Get outside the pocket a little bit and use that extended short passing game as a running game. He doesn't do that. I like the under in the game. Five of the last six Chicago games, Green Bay games at home have gone under. So they're not scoring a bunch of points based on basically what I just said. They're very predictable on first and second down, even when it's not working. I think Chicago will load the box on first and second down, and if the coach doesn't run more play action, throw the ball in early downs, this will be a low-scoring game. That's the best play in the game. A better spot, we're talking about not having a lot of upward or lower variance based on what the team is Las Vegas. Las Vegas is lost. If you're consistently bad, that's as valuable as being consistently good. And Las Vegas is exactly that. They fired their offensive coordinator. They're not scoring. They're another team that throws it when they should run it, runs when they should throw it. And Denver, I don't trust their offense necessarily against a good team, but I do trust their defense against a bad team. Not a lot of points in this game. Under the total, go ahead and lay the big number and play Denver.
Are more people doing it? What's the dynamic of that in terms of – because you're clearly using it because it's a way you can get people even more money. But what – what's going on in that prop world?
For sure. I mean, you have a lot of these sports. There's now only 10 states that don't have legalized sports gambling. And in those are big states. You've got California. You've got Texas. You've got Georgia. Those are big gambling states. They're gambling on everything else there. So these players' props, prize picking, these different, they figured out that they can get around the law and be able to offer these sports. So primarily it's for those guys that are in states that can't bet on team A versus team B. The players props were 4-2 last night. So we're winning in that. We've won every week but two this football season with our players props. So they are very profitable. But if you can get A versus B, you should get that and add the players props to make more.
Thanks. We'll talk next Friday. Thanks, Jack.
All right, brother. Have a good week.
Go to FatJackSports.com. Oh, baby, what a deal. Next.